Shalom. It's been a difficult week for Americans. It's a week when civilization and barbarism walk together. We've seen the best and the worst of us this week. We've experienced two national tragedies, the Boston Marathon bombing, where three young people were killed on Monday, and an MIT security officer was killed this morning, while dozens were injured, and the West Texas fertilizer plant explosion, where even more people were killed and injured. The Boston Marathon bombing was the handiwork of cold-blooded killers. The Texas explosion looked like an accident, not the purposeful infliction of death. And given the depressing defeat of the modest gun control bill this week, it would also remind us that approximately 600 Americans have died this week through gun violence. It was a week of contrasts, light and darkness, humanity and inhumanity, civilization and anarchy, heroism and cowardice. Human beings are creatures of contrast. We saw the best and the worst of people this week. We saw so many acts of uncommon courage so as to conclude that courage is more common than we thought. We witnessed so many acts of compassion and generosity so as to conclude that perhaps people really are good at heart. The natural instinct of most people is to run from danger. But others, whether through nature or nurture, run into the teeth of the beast. There were exhausted marathon runners who, upon completing 26 miles, continued to run, and they ran and they ran to the nearest hospitals to give blood. There were people, some captured now in iconic images, and others who will remain forever anonymous, who saw the blood and the mayhem, and rather than scatter, they ran towards those in need. Hotels, restaurants, and private families opened their doors to the dazed and the bewildered, feeding, housing, sheltering, and nourishing those who had nowhere else to go. These simple acts of compassion helped us to restore our belief in ourselves, in the human creature, in our potential and our way of life. In Boston and in Texas too, there were so many whose first instinct was not to flee, but to save, not to retreat, but to assert, not to ignore, but to engage. To save another's life is akin to saving the world entire, according to our sages. To destroy a life is akin to destroying the world. And so this week we saw in vivid colors both the impulse to save the world and the impulse to destroy it. Our world is a bundle of neuroses, aggression, rage, intolerance, domination, and evil. But that is not all we are. We are also kind. We are also peace-loving. We are also charitable. We are noble and selfless at times. We are brave. One can only marvel at the courage of the police, the military, and the security personnel, the bomb dismantling teams, the nameless and faceless intelligence officers who, at extreme personal risk, go deep undercover in foreign lands to secure tranquility at home. We continue to believe, and it is religion's role to assert, that there are more heroes than villains in the world. There are more good people than bad people. We have more in common than that which divides us. We continue to demand that justice roll down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. We continue to insist that neighbor love neighbor, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. All the rest is commentary. We continue to remind each other that we are all children of the living God. Has not one God created us? Why do we break faith with each other? What does the one God ask? Only this: to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with his God. We continue to assert that peace is possible, and that one day the weak and the meek shall dwell in peace with the sturdy and the strong, that the former lions of the world and the former lambs of the world shall all come together under vine and fig trees, and none shall be afraid. We continue to work for the day when people shall beat their swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, that nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and they shall learn war no more. This is not some tree-hugging philosophy. It is not some wishy-washy rhetoric divorced from all the realities of the world. It is not the sentiments of a child who doesn't know better and hasn't yet grown up, as that of the 8-year-old Martin Richard who was killed in the Boston bombing and who was photographed holding a sign that read, "No more hurting people. Peace." No, it is a tough-minded, clear-headed perspective on the human condition. We do not tolerate everything. We do not tolerate intolerance. We are intolerant of hate. We are intolerant of injustice. We are intolerant of murder. We are intolerant of violence and undeserved aggression. We will never make our peace with these. Free people will fight you until the bitter end, and you will find in us strengths that you never imagined that we had. On this of all weeks, we remind ourselves, though much is taken, much abides. That which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, strong in will, to strive, to seek, to find, and not to yield. It is not the time for searing theological questions. It is the time this week for quiet reflection. We grieve with those who are suffering tonight. And let us appreciate all that we have. We have life. We have love and community and family. Hug your loved ones a little more tonight. And try to take nothing for granted. In so many ways, the city of Boston represents the best of America. Boston is the birthplace of freedom. It is where the revolution began. Boston houses the best universities in the world, the best hospitals in the world. It is home to the best and most creative minds in the world. It is filled with good people, down to earth, salt of the earth people. It is a live and let live city. It seems that at some point in their lives, all ambitious people want to spend at least some time in Boston. One of those who were killed this week was a student from China who was drawn to Boston's glittering universities. Boston stands for excellence, diversity, internationalism, free thought, and pursuit of knowledge. The Boston Marathon is held each year on Patriots Day. This day commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord. It was the first military engagement of the Revolutionary War. Ralph Waldo Emerson later termed it the shot heard round the world. The British were searching for Samuel Adams and John Hancock, two of the intellectual architects of the Revolution. The revolutionaries fought not only for themselves, but for future generations of Americans, and indeed, for the future of the world. As Samuel Adams wrote, our contest is not only whether we ourselves shall be free, but whether there shall be left to mankind an asylum on earth for civil and religious liberty. The first shot was fired on the Minutemen of Lexington just as the sun rose on April 19th, 1775. The world did not know it at the time, but it was also sunrise on the new American day. From that day forth, the world would never be the same. The revolution had begun. And so Patriots' Day stands for light and sunshine, freedom and human potential. It stands for sunrise, the sunrise of a better day. How sweet is the light, and how pleasing to the eye to see the sun. We say to all the grieving families who lost loved ones, and to those who still fight for their health and their lives, we pray for the sunrise of a new day for you, and a new day for the world entire. In the words of the prophets, the sun of victory will rise again, bringing healing in its wings.